Struck, Trump supporters engaging in threats of violence, Biden folks don't. By Pam Kea on December 27, 2023. Former FBI agent Peter Strzok said Wednesday on MSNBC's Deadline that he believed supporters of former President Donald Trump were engaging in threats of violence, while supporters of President Joe Biden were not prone to violence. Strzok said, "My biggest concern is that we have the presumptive Republican nominee for president who has and continues to engage in calls for violence from his supporters. Look, there's an interesting data point here. Just shortly after the Michigan Supreme Court indicated they weren't going to take this up, Donald Trump took to Truth Social and lauded their decision, talked about how they were absolutely right. It would be very interesting," Frank pointed out, "how the FBI in Colorado out of the Denver office is actively working the threats to the Colorado justices. Let's look at the data coming out of Michigan. Are there any threats right now to those Michigan Supreme Court justices who decided not to hear the case?" He continued, "Because the fact of the matter is this isn't an environment where everybody is prone to violence. The fact of the matter is this is an environment where adherents and supporters of the former president are engaging in threats of violence, and there's a comparative absence of any sort of like behavior on the other side. You don't see supporters of Joe Biden going out and threatening Michigan Supreme Court justices." Strzok added, "My worry is that Donald Trump is not constraining any of his behavior. His words result in violent action. It isn't stopping. He is well aware of what's going on. I think whatever we see coming out of the Supreme Court, they can't unwrite the 14th Amendment. There's going to have to be some provision that if somebody engages in insurrection that does potentially disqualify them from the presidency in some way, some manner of determining that. Trump is not going to like that. So the question is, as we move into 2024, we've got a slow boil right now. That pot is just going to get hotter and hotter and hotter on the oven." Follow Pam Kea on Twitter @PamKeanan.